Have you ever watched a video of someone that you follow and that you like to watch, and they were speaking on a topic that is about something that's prevalent in today's society, or like something that's recently happened, and they are sharing their views, and it sounds like what they're saying is kind of making sense, and the viewpoint that they're taking, it sounds about right. But see, the thing is, what they're saying, it's not really lining up with your Christian values and your Christian morals. But hey, it really looks like they know what they're talking about. Hosea 4 verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." In this verse, we read that in the last days, God's people, another translation says, God's people will perish for a lack of knowledge. And in today's society, it's so easy for anyone to just pick up their phone and to build an empire, right? To build an influence. And it's so easy for them to just take a video of themselves or film a video where they share their views on things that's happening. And it's happened too many times where I've seen Christians listen to these people and they just run with what they're saying. They just agree and then they go with it. And see, the danger with that is if you don't know what the Word of God says, how are you going to be able to discern whether those viewpoints that they are taking are actually sound, or like they're actually correct? Because see, history and the Bible, things that's happening today, it comes from a long time. It's a long time coming, right? I'm reading a book right now. It's called Israel and the Church by Amir something something. I can't pronounce the last name, but I am only like 50 pages into this book, and this is not about things that's happening today. This book is literally on the history, or what the Bible says about Israel and the church, and what is God's plan with the Jews, and what is God's plan with Israel, and why is Israel being attacked all throughout history and in what's happening. And you know what? I am learning so much. And like I said, it's not talking about anything that's happening today. It's literally talking about everything that happened in the Bible. What is Satan's plan with Israel and the church? And what is God's plan with Israel and the church? It's just a little book I'm reading. But see, the thing is, God has been showing me recently that there's so many pastors and churches and Christian influences out there, which is just so amazing. Like, God is really moving through his people, and it's incredible to see. But there's so many people sharing kind of sermons and devotional teachings, and they read the Bible, they read the Word of God. Sorry, let me get my Bible. They read the Word of God and they read it to see what it's saying to them. Instead of reading the Bible to see what it's saying about God and his plan, they are reading it to find a message for themselves. I feel like we are in a society or generation where we just want to know whatever is pertaining to us. We want to know, what's the message for me? What can I get out of the Bible instead of reading it? No, what is the Bible trying to show me about God? What is the character of God? And when you read the Bible for yourself, you can actually experience your own revelation instead of receiving revelation secondhand. You know, when you watch a lot of sermons and you watch a lot of Christian YouTubers and listen to podcasts, again, that's not wrong. I do it myself. I do it every day, right? It's good to refresh yourself with the Word and continue, right? So the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we have to hear the Word of God. So it's good. But the thing is, if you don't get your own revelation of what the Word is saying and what the Word is teaching you, then I feel like that's a very dangerous place to be. Recently, I have started a Bible plan on the YouVersion Bible app. It's by the Bible Recap is the plan's name. I know it's a podcast as well, and it's a woman. She teaches the Bible, but she goes through the entire Bible, and every day there's certain chapters that you can read, and you can finish the plan in 365 days. I started doing it, and it's day two today, by the way, so I've only done one day. But already I'm learning so much. I was reading Genesis 1 verse 1, where it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And God opened my eyes. he showed me that in the beginning, God created. So God created, therefore we are creative. And something that God has been teaching me as well is, the Bible also talks about we have the mind of Christ, right? So if you are a born-again Christian and you get ideas, write them down. Get a book, get like a commonplace book and write down your ideas, because God is creative and therefore he's imparting into us creative ideas and creative things. And so if we write them down, because the other day I got an idea for a book, like to write a book. I'm not English. My writing skills, my talking skills are not the best. So I'm not going to write a book anytime soon. Okay, that's not in the plans for me. But maybe it's something that I can do in my 30s or my 40s or my 50s. So I wrote the idea down. It was almost like God downloaded a whole book, an idea. It's a storybook, by the way, like a fictional storybook. He downloaded the whole thing into me. And I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. And so that's something that God has been teaching me recently. But let's not live off of secondhand revelation. Let's get our own revelations, because in the last days, I feel like God is raising up a generation that is really needing to know the word. But see, the thing is, God is moving. We can see it. God is moving. And like I told you just now, a few seconds ago, there's so many pastors and churches that are teaching, what is the word saying to us? What can we get out of it? But I think it's so necessary, especially now that we know, what is the Bible teaching? I can literally name anything, any situation that is prevalent in this society right now, like for example, I don't even want to say anything because I've already mentioned like something about, you know, the book about Israel. So I feel like if I say anything, maybe you'll shut your heart down to hear what I'm saying. So I'm not going to say anything, but you can think of something, think of a topic that you have just been listening to what other people have been saying about it, and you've been listening to other people's opinions instead of forming your own, instead of going to God and seeing, okay, what does God think about this? What does the Bible say? What does scripture teach me about this? And when someone comes to you and they want to talk to you about it, you can't be corrupted by their opinion because you already know what the Bible says. And so God has really given me that desire to know the Bible afresh again. And I, listen, this is the goodness of God. You will have your own plan. God puts, you have your own plan. But see, the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all else. Our hearts are deceitful. So when we follow our own plans, if we follow our own hearts, our own opinions, it leads to deceitfulness. It leads to destruction. But when you submit under God's will everything, then God can lead you. Then he can show you what his word says. And so recently I got that desire back to read the word of God and study the word for myself. And like I said, this is the goodness of God. My desires are changing. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10 verse 33. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 10 verse 38 and 39. I want to encourage you, read your Bible for yourself. See what God is saying about things that's happening today, and find out for yourself what the Bible says, so that you won't be corrupted by people's opinions. Thank you guys for watching. Go read your Bible.